This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Right, I'm standing here with Councillor Peter Lloyd, who is the Mayor of East Cowes. Now, you've come along to this event here at Holy Cross School. Tell me a little bit about your involvement and what you think of the event itself.
My involvement is purely as the Mayor, but what I think of the event, I think it's fantastic. It's really great because it's the community, the school community, coming together and celebrating the Isle of Wight Day.
And do you think that it's important that the school should get together?
I think it's important not just for schools, but for the community as a whole. I mean, if you... it helps produce a community spirit, and I think that's one thing that is fantastic with East Cowes, is that we've got a community spirit, and this just enhances that experience. And hopefully the children today will grow up and look out for the community as well as themselves.
So this is teaching them about being in the community, taking part in community activities, and a sense of community.
That's correct, yeah, that's exactly it.
Good. And have they been to similar events like this before?
This is the first time I've been to the school's event. I think it's the first time they've ever done it. But I have been to other events, you know, involving the community. A few weeks ago, I was at the Kezia Memorial event in East Cowes. That was the community raising funds for the Kezia Memorial Gardens. That was fantastic. And I've actually helped to arrange events in the past in my history. So I'm a great believer in the community adhering as one.
Yeah. And this is taking place this weekend because?
This is taking place this weekend because it's celebrating the Isle of Wight Day. And there's this is the start of it today for the schools. And then we've got events down in the town itself tomorrow. So including singing, dancing, magic, post fainting, competitions, it's all there.
Good. And you've enjoyed yourself today?
I have. It's been fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Councillor Peter Lloyd, Mayor of East Cowes, thank you very much.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Isle of Wight. I hope you're gonna stay right. Welcome to the Isle of Wight.
So I'm with two Year 6 pupils from Queensgate Foundation Primary. Your name is?
William, but Libby Hill.
Right, so it's William and Libby. And tell me, what have you been doing this morning? You've not been at your desk, have you?
No, we've been singing at Holy Cross.
And why were you doing that, Libby?
For Isle of Wight Day.
Right. And so, tell me about the songs that you were singing. If you get a bit closer, you can both speak together, sort of.
We were singing this song about Spanish ladies, which the old sailors used to sing when they were saying goodbye to the ladies of Spain.
Okay.
And sea shanties.
Sea shanties.
Yes.
What was your favourite sea shanty?
The pirate song.
The pirate song. Not the drunken sailor.
No.
No. The pirate song.
Yeah.
How does the pirate song go? Can you remember?
No.
No. Okay.
When I was one, I sought my fun the day I went to sea.
Right. So someone remembers it. Good. How long have you been practicing?
We've been practicing for about a week. Week or two. Yeah.
Right. And was it good to come together with the other schools, Holy Cross and...
Yeah. And Studio School and the Priory.
Exactly. Yeah. Filled it in nicely for me. Helped my brain because I couldn't remember. Okay. How did you get here? Did you fly?
We walked.
No,
we walked.
Oh, you walked?
Yeah.
How far is it to walk from Queensgate to here then?
It's about half an hour walk.
About
half a mile.
Half a mile,
yeah,
half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got exercise as well as singing. Exercising your lungs and also the singing as well.
Yes.
Right. How many people came from Queensgate?
About 400, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? So pretty much the whole school?
Yeah, everyone.
Really?
Whole school. Yeah.
The whole school?
Yeah.
Good grief. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Good. And you had a picnic as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed that as well?
Yeah,
I enjoyed it very much.
Right, Libby and William, Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Welcome to the Isle of Wight. I hope you're gonna stay right.
I'm here surrounded by two top people, really, because we've got Simon Lynch, yes, who's head of Priory School.
Priory Junior School, yep.
And Sam
Silito, head of Queensgate Foundation.
Right. Why have you come here together at Holy Cross School?
Well, we've come here together to celebrate Isle of Wight Day, which is tomorrow, but obviously not a school day. And last year we got together and made a map using children of the Isle of Wight, which was taken from above. And this year we thought about doing something differently. And I think Sam had the idea of doing some singing, is that right?
Yeah. So you're responsible.
Well, it was me and Mr. Eccles from Holy Cross and Mr. White from Studio School. We decided, along with the Priory, to get together, the four schools from East Cowes, basically, to have a big picnic and sing some sea shanties.
Right, and I've been reliably told by two of your children there were hundreds here. How many?
I think just over 700, probably. Wow. So 400 from Queensgate, a couple of hundred from Holy Cross.
53 from us.
Yeah, from the Priory. And Studio School came and supported us with the younger children.
And what were people singing today, Sam?
We had a great rendition of What Shall We Do With a Drunken Sailor? And there was a really good bit where we all sang This Way, That Way and Over the Irish Sea. And that was with all the actions as well. So that was good.
We put some more classics in there, like Farewell and Adieu to You Spanish Ladies. And one I'd not heard, South Australia, which is quite popular with the Sea Shanty Brigade.
And so you were quite responsible for part of organising the singing. How long have they been rehearsing, practising?
Well, we've only been back from the summer 3 weeks, so we pretty much got started straight away. And of course, we've only put it together today as we've all met.
Yeah. Was it a good day? Did you think it went well?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really good. We thoroughly enjoyed the walk up. Priory came round and Studio came round to Queensgate. We all walked up together.
It was lovely. And all the children have had the chance to eat together in their year groups. And it's just really nice to see that they've kind of forgotten the uniform, they've forgotten the school, they've just focused on being East Cowes children, which is just an absolute wonderful event.
And do you think that's important, Simon, to get schools
together? Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think children are children, and getting them together, it's what Isle of Wight Day is all about, really. It's coming together to celebrate being on the Isle of Wight, and the wonderful weather held out for us today. And being part of this scene, being part of this community is such important. So for one day, we were able to forget the uniform and just be Isle of Wight children.
Yes, because schools get together quite often in sports and things like that.
Yeah, it's usually a competitive thing, isn't it?
Right.
Today it's a collaborative thing, and it's just been absolutely incredible.
So good, collaborative, creative day.
Yep, absolutely. Really enjoyed it.
And we'll see you next year.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Very much.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Welcome to the Isle of Wight. I hope you're gonna stay right.
Right, I'm here at Holy Cross School with the most important man, perhaps, in the school, Tim Eccles, who's the head. Now, you've had hundreds, literally hundreds of children on the school. Tell us about that.
That's right. So I think it's roughly about 700 children from the Priory, from Queensgate, from Holy Cross. And the Studio School, of course. All the children of East Cowes have come together to start the celebrations of Isle of Wight Day and bring that island community feel to East Cowes.
And what have they been doing? They haven't just been sitting around looking at the scenery.
No, last year we formed the Isle of Wight out of pupils and students. And this year we thought, what on earth can we do? And we'd been talking about singing together, and sea shanties popped into our mind with the Isle of Wight Day and its connection with the sea. So we've all come to Holy Cross today and sung some sea shanties. There we go, a bit of a tongue twister today.
And you've been the sort of sergeant major drumming the troops into action. What about the singing?
Well, the singing was fantastic. They've been rehearsing in actually a relatively short time. We've only been back 2.5 weeks, so it comes relatively early in our new term. But everybody's got behind it, and we've been learning frantically across the schools. Hopefully they've all sung the correct words, but I think the spirit of fun was definitely there, so it looked like they had a great time.
How important is it that schools get together for events like this?
I think it's vital. I mean, everywhere, but even more so on our island. I think fighting for that island identity when it can easily be swallowed with whatever happens around fixed links and that kind of thing, I think it's very important that we celebrate and recognise our island status and celebrate everything that is worth celebrating. I think the island's had a little kicking over recent years, and I think it's time that we put it back on the map and say, no, we're here and proud to be Isle of Wight.
Good. And the reason we're here this weekend is because...
it's Isle of Wight Day, of course, and all the events that are happening across the island. So we're supporting the High Sheriff's Initiative last year and supporting it and doing something to make it, you know, worthwhile. And we'll be supporting events across the island this weekend.
Thank you very much, Tim Eccles, Head of Holy Cross School.
Lovely. Nice to talk to you. Thank you. Welcome, one and all.
To start by you giving yourselves a round of applause for just getting here. Well done! Fantastic. Now, I asked the High Sheriff, who's a giant. Our new High Sheriff, Mr. Rouse, is 8 foot tall. But unfortunately, he had to go to Southampton, so he's in the hospital. But he's not very far away, he's over there. But he did send us an email saying, I hope we had a fantastic day. And if you see him around over the weekend, because it's the High Sheriff's idea, this Isle of Wight Day, that he would like to know that we had a lovely day and it's fantastic. So we're very lucky that Vectors Radio and Isle of Wight Radio have joined us. So hopefully the whole of the Isle of Wight will be able to hear us and start the Isle of Wight Day celebrations off. We're also very privileged, despite not having the High Sheriff, we've got Mr. Lloyd, the Mayor, who's brought his badge of office, and he's in the chains, and he's going to give us a little address at the end after our sing-song. And then after that, we'll do a photograph, but we'll sort that out in good time. So, the lovely ladies on the keyboards and on the tambourine, or half-tambourine, and the flute are going to lead our proceedings this afternoon. So I guess it's traditional to clap them on while I get off the stage. 3, 2, 1, give a clap.
Okay. I think I'm on. We're going to start with South Australia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. Nearly finished. That was fantastic. Really amazing. What do you think of my musician? Is that really added to it? Well done, yes. A big round of applause. Thank you very much. Can I invite Mr. Lloyd, our mayor, who just wants to say a couple of words, and then we've got the county press who are going to take our pictures, so you need to listen whether you can be in it or not, but we'll do that in a second. So Mr. Lloyd, if you come forward. I think while we're in good voice, we should give three cheers to the organisers. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Brilliant. I must say, it is very nice to see everyone here and all the schools of the local East Cowes area coming together and joining forces and enjoying themselves. It is a true community spirit.
In your little country.
The celebrations for the Isle of Wight Day continue tomorrow down the town square, where we've got face painting, music, songs, a magician, games, and everything else. And I'd like to think that some of you would be down there, otherwise it'd be a waste of time. But can I thank all the staff for helping with the organisation? I don't think I've got much more to say, so I won't keep you. And we've got some hands going up. I'd just like to finish with a thank you to all of you for attending here, and I think you should all give yourselves a round of applause. And I thank you and wish you well in your futures. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. A round of applause for our mayor. Right, we have the county press next. So there are some children I know who can't go into county press and have their pictures. Our children have gone behind us somewhere, out of the way. So those children, teachers, if you know if they can't, perhaps they can come behind and then our county press can do a big one. We're going to do one more song, which is When I Was One.
www.vectusradio.com.